Welcome to Zichu Mishnah Siman member by Avram Goldhai, and today Maseches Brachas, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet and Hey. Before we begin, let's do a quick review, and this time I'm just going to run through the Simanim as I would say them. So here we go. Arvi Shachis Derech, Brachas, Yisis Yisrayim. Kor Bator Ben Aprakim Shadreit, Uman Chasen, Rachatz, Tavi Chasen. Lafan of Kavru Nek, Balkeri Betfila Zav. Zmanim Besim Midrash Shimon Asrei, Keva Chamor, Sfina Musafim. Chasidim Gesham Kansipur, Tarif Simon Ra. Al Paris Ta Shakol, meaning Harbe Parparis, Bavar Chukulan Iker Batafel, Me'ain Shalosh. And then Perek Zayin, we have Zimun Nek Ketzad. Good. So now we get to Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Dalet reads, Shosh Shalachu Ke'echad Ein Rashan L'chalek. Three people eat together, they're not allowed to separate. They're chayav to make a Zimun. Vechen Arba, Vechen Chamisha. Same by four, same by five. Shisha Nechalakin. Six people can break into two groups of three, Adasar, until you get to 10 people, Vasara Eina Nechalakim, but 10 cannot separate Achi Yu Eshim until there are 20 people there to break into two groups of 10. So this information adult will simply be L'chalek, to separate. Then we get to Mishnah Hay. Mishnah Hay deals with two topics, Chaburos and Yain. So it starts, Shtei Chaburos Yiyu Ochos B'Bayis Echad. Two Chaburos, two groups that are eating in one house, B'Zman Shemiksas and Roi Na'elu Yaseelu. At a time when some of the people in one group can see others in the other group, Har Ye'el Mitzdarf from Lazim, and they can Mitzdarf to Azim Im Lav, but if not, El Mazamnil Atzman, Ve'el Mazamnil Atzman. Each group will make their own Zimun. Then we get to this final din on Yain in the Mishnah. The Mishnah reads, Ein Vavarchna Yain. We don't make a bracha on wine, ad sheyiten lo socha mayim, until you put water in it to dilute it somewhat, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Chamim omrim avarchim, but chamim say you can make a berei pri hagafen on it without putting the water in it. So the simon for Mishnah Hay will be shtei chaburos, to remind us of the issue of when they can join together and when they make their own zimun. And I put in parentheses next to it, yayin. So the simanim for Perek Zayin are zimun nek ketzad, L'chalek shtei chaburos. So now we can go to our simon story. So he said the zichru simon for Zayin is a klei Zayin, a weapon. We use a gun. And we have this zonk gun, zimun nek ketzad. It's a special zimun gun called a zonk. And what does it do? It's there to be machalek shtei chaburos. It separates people into two chaburos. That reminds us of the two simanim, l'chalek and shtei chaburos. So we have a zonk gun, l'chalek shtei chaburos. Zimun nek ketzad, l'chalek shtei chaburos. Excellent. All right, let's conclude with the pop quiz. Which period of the mission that deals with the Shemoneh Esrei? That's in Perek, Dalet, and the simon is Shemoneh Esrei. Good. Which period do we learn how to make a zimun in terms of what we say as part of the zimun, depending on the number of people that are in the group? That's in Perek, Zayin, and the simon is Ketzad. Excellent. Which period do we the mission that deals with inserting Mashiva Ruch Mira Geshem into the Shemoneh Esrei? That's in Perek, Hey, and the simon is Geshamim. Good. Which part do we have the mission that deals with when two groups are mitzarv to make a zimun together? That's in Perek, Zayin, and the simon is Shtei Chaburos. Good. Which part do we have a mission that deals with mistakes that people make when they make brachas, and make a brei pri eitz on Adama or vice versa? That's in Perek, Vav, and the simon is Ta'a. Great. Which parak do we learn what people who read a Levaya after the Kavura do in terms of saying Kriya Shema? That's in Perek, Gimel, and the simon is Kavru. Good. And which parak do we learn about Birchas Kriya Shema? That's in Perek, Aleph, and the simon is Brachas. Excellent. All right, that concludes today's session. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.